USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Energy says it has been hacked, adding to the list of U.S. government agencies that have been targeted as part of an ongoing cyber attack. An Energy Department spokesperson said an investigation into the suspected Russian attack is underway. The hack was initially discovered over the weekend, with security experts then trying to discern the damage done to the DOE's network. The Departments of Commerce, Homeland Security, and the Treasury have also been breached as part of the hack that the FBI and the Director of National Intelligence says is significant and ongoing. And Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says his wife has tested positive for coronavirus and is experiencing mild symptoms. According to Politico, Secretary Azar sent an email Thursday informing his staff of her positive test. He says he'll work from home and get tested every day until his exposure period is over. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A Senate panel held a hearing earlier this week to dig into irregularities in the November election, with some members still questioning the results of the presidential election. Senator Rand Paul says he does believe Joe Biden will be the next president, but the Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that that doesn't mean there wasn't fraud in the 2020 election.
It's sort of like Roger Maris beating Babe Ruth's record. He got an extra 8 games to do it in, so it's not a fair comparison. I think that there was fraud, significant fraud, and I think the only way we can fix this is in the future by changing the laws, because frankly, we've seen this in the past. LBJ was a big cheater. Pritchard in my state went to jail for cheating. There's a lot of cheating that has happened in our history, but the courts also have a long-term history of never listening to the arguments. They have punted 60 times, but it's important that the left not get to misconstrue this. None of the court cases were on the facts. They were on standing and procedural technicalities. Nobody has ruled that there wasn't fraud.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Congress is digging into a recent cyber attack that was suspected to have been perpetrated by Russia. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Two House committees are launching an investigation into the widespread cyber attacks on U.S. government systems. The attacks are thought to have been launched from Russia. A statement from House Homeland Security and Oversight Committees warned about potentially devastating consequences for U.S. national security. The Department of State, Homeland Security, and Treasury Secretary have all been targeted. Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, saying,
if Russia is going to do these type of things against our system, and then we ought to be very aggressive to make sure that, one, they get no benefit out of it, and actually they're harmed out of it. You can't let sit here and just say, oh, please don't do it again.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And French President Emmanuel Macron is self-isolating after testing positive for coronavirus. Macron has reportedly been experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, but no details of his illness have been released. Two other European leaders have also gone into isolation after recently having had contact with Macron. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Costa will go into quarantine having had met with Macron earlier this week. The French president becomes the latest world leader to contract the virus, joining President Trump, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro as leaders who have tested positive for COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.